Hello and welcome.
This is our first podcast, Dropping Knowledge.
Dropping Knowledge, episode one. We're returning to the podcast scene again.
We had a brief 2-year hiatus, if you will. But we're back.
Yeah, with a new name.
We used to be the St. Dominic's podcast. I don't know, that was cool, but that was when we were little kids.
So yeah.
Don't judge us.
It's a little more of a junior high thing.
But yeah, now we're old, and we can grow mustaches and beards.
Yeah. And we can play better music, too.
Yeah, so
if you want to listen to those, I'll put the link on, like, the Facebook page or something.
Yeah, that's doable.
So if anybody wants to listen to those, but just remember, not as good.
Yeah.
We hope.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely hope.
Yeah, so let's play a song.
I think because it's the first podcast, the first song should be My First Song by Jay-Z. How do you feel about it?
I was actually thinking the same thing. I think that's a very strong first song. I don't know, do you think it's kind of cheesy that we're playing it?
It's a cat.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, by the way, we're driving.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, and I just saw a cat, so I thought I'd point it out.
So, now that we saw the cat, we're gonna play a song.
Yep.
Here's my first song.
Well, I'm just trying to stay above water, you know? Stay busy, stay working. I was talking like, the key to this joint, the key to stay on top of things, is to treat everything like it's your first project, you know what I'm saying? Like it's your first day, like I when you was an intern. Like, that's how you try to treat things, like, just stay hungry.
Y'all wanna know why you don't stop? Y'all wanna know why you don't flop? Let me tell you, people, why I came from the bottom of the block. When I was born, it was sworn I was never gonna be shit. Had to prove the opposite, I was bitch. Had to get my ride on. Eyes on the prize, Sean knew I had to get these chips. Had to make moves like Elijah Wan. Started out selling dimes and nicks. Graduated to a brick, no exaggeration. My infatuation with the strip. Legendary like a schoolboy. Crush a million in every chick. Heavy shit. That's how schoolboy got whipped and got left on some chest. Me, myself, and I on some true boy shit. Had to voice to a place up, to a place of no return. Had to play with fire and get burned. Only way the boy ever gonna learn. Had to lay way in the cut till I finally got my turn. Now I'm on top in the spot that I earned. It's my life. It's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears, and the laughter it brings to me is my everything. Like I never rode in a limo, like I just dropped flows to a demo. Like it's 92 again, and I got O's in a rental. Back in the stool again, no problem, it's a whole lot simple. When you think back, you thought that you would never make it this far. Then you take advantage of the luck you handed, of the talent you've been given. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no slipping. Ain't no different from a block that's hidden. Gotta get it while the getting's good, gotta strike while the iron's hot. When you stop, then you gotta fit it. Good riddance, goodbye. This is my second major breakup. My first was with a pager, with a hoopty, a cook pot, and a game. This one's with the school, with the state, with the fortune. Maybe not the fortune, but certainly not life. My pain and my struggle, the song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first like the first song I sang. Woo!
It's like the blues, gonna ride out on this one.
Ta-ta, be high.
Yo, how I remember you was making them bastards for them niggas at radio and shit. Clark Kent, I was good looking out, nigga. Carlene, whoever thought we'd make it this far, homie. Shot, they can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Vinny, yes. Game, what up? Robbing the bank. Niggas thought we was crazy, man. Remember, you had that fucked up ass handwriting. You was writing all the numbers that we was spending down for the videos we was doing ourselves. Ski, what up? Original flavor now. Your accounting was crazy wrong and shit, but we still put it together. Biggs, what's up? We went to St. Thomas in the John Manila. Your dog peed on homie leg and shit at his crib. I think that was Ruby. Niggas having a little trouble with the pool. You and Ty was laughing. Emery was there. What up, Emery? What up, Ty? Hip-hop, what up, man? Hey, hey, Hop, you ain't have no you ain't had no motherfucking seat on your bicycle. Now you the head of black music. That's what I'm talking about right there, homie. What up, G? Yes, sir. Hey, buddy, bro. Hey, Guru. I know you spoiled, man. I be taking them shits in one take. You gonna have to punch nigga shit. Nigga, you gonna be tight. OG Juan, what up? I'm a little upset that you wasn't involved in this whole process, but it's all good. What's up, Dash? My whole family, my nephew, cousin Angie, what's up? TT. Mom, you made the album. How crazy is that? Baba Law, rest in peace. My pops, rest in peace. What's up, AJ? Biggie Smalls, rest in peace. Nigga, I'm about to go golfing, man. Hey, I might even have me a cappuccino. Fuck it. I'm going somewhere nice with no mosquitoes at, nigga. Holla at me. It's your boy.
Alright. That was my first song, because I treat my first like my last, and my last like my first. And the song I'm singing to you, it's my everything.
Exactly, man. Great song.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Andy, do you like this jazzy music in the background while we talk?
I do, actually. I think it's pretty classy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't
like some flavor.
Yeah, it's true. But I guess I don't make the podcast for me. I make it for our listeners. I help out Dominic. You make it.
Yeah.
But I think they should hit us up with some feedback, perhaps like Facebook, email, or something. I don't know. But they should contact us if they dislike it and or like it.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Well, what'd you think of Biggie in the beginning of that song?
I think Biggie in the beginning of that song is super sick.
Are you more of a Biggie or a Tupac guy, would you say?
Dude, I'd have to say Biggie.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely Biggie.
But, I mean, you gotta love changes.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Alright. I'm more East Coast.
Oh. I kinda like the South. Rock out. Rick Ross. Mm. Delicious.
Well, it's eastern side of America.
That's true. Oh wait, I feel like we've been talking for too long.
Yeah, let's play another song. We should play Smash Your Head by Girl Talk.
Off Night Ripper?
Yeah. That has Biggie Juicy. Like the,
oh yeah, yeah.
The song Juicy by Biggie. Over Tiny Dancer by Tiny Dancer.
Elton John, is it? No.
Is it? Is it Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, yeah, yeah. Billy Joel. I don't know. We'll
but yeah, this is a sweet song. Real Talk's really cool, so.
Yeah, I love Real Talk.
You smash your head off Night Ripper.
Money over here, money to everything. till my tape pop. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Marl. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski.
I really like Girl Talk. Ben, what's his name?
Greg Gillis.
Oh, it's Greg. Dang it. I was not even close. I thought I was knowledgeable there.
He's like the DJ that mashes everything.
And I think that's super sick.
Yeah.
The whole like mashup situation, as far as I'm seeing it right now, I think it's super crazy. And I really like it.
Yeah. There's a lot of other cool artists that do that too, that make it sound really good.
Yeah, and like, I'm kind of bummed out that like the people that they take little chunks of music from,
the samples,
are like mad about it. Because I think it's cool. Like, I guess if it was me, I'd be honored.
Yeah.
Like.
We just watched that movie, Good Copy, Bad Copy.
That's a very cool movie.
Yeah, that talks about a lot about the like copyright issues in America and how sampling is viewed in music.
And Greg Gillis is actually in it.
Yeah. A little bit. He showed how he would create a song, and like that was pretty cool part.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Check out Good Copy, Bad Copy.
Yeah, check out Girl Talk too.
And Girl Talk, yeah. I mean, basically anything you have on the podcast, you should check out.
We're dropping knowledge.
We're dropping knowledge. We're trying to tell you what's up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe take some advice or something.
What else is up is Rat-A-Tat and Rat-A-Tat remixes.
I do love Rat-A-Tat and Rat-A-Tat remixes. Or Rat-A-Tat remixes sampling.
Sometimes. I think I have to ask your guitarist permission.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think I saw a YouTube video of Rat-A-Tat that they just like found some pirated copies or something.
I don't know, maybe.
At least for the first one. I don't know.
Probably for the remix album.
Yeah, the first remix album. That's what I heard.
I don't know. Sure. I thought it was more new.
Yeah.
There's another band called Yacht that they did a remix of a Rat-A-Tat song, and they put some of their own vocals into it, and that's actually pretty cool.
That sounds, I mean, favorite.
Yeah, you like that song, don't you?
My older brother and gun? Yeah, of course. Mostly because my older brother doesn't have a gun. But, you know, it's a sick song.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play it right now.
Let's do it.
It's the Morondo Yacht remix. Ready, I'm dropping.
My older brother has a gun. older brother has a gun. My older brother has a gun. My older brother has a gun. My older brother has a gun.
Andy, what did you think about playing some MC Chris?
I'd be pretty stoked on a little MC Chris right now. Okay. Because I like MC Chris.
What should we play by MC Chris?
I wanna say, like, my favorite song by them is Older Crowd.
I think my favorite crowd is MC Chris is Dead.
Your favorite song?
Yeah.
That is a good song, but I was also thinking about playing Reese's Pieces. Reese's.
I want Candy.
I want Candy.
Or Reese, too.
Reese, that's what I was thinking.
A nice Candy song?
Yeah. Because MC Chris, I think, is just about video games and candy.
I could go for some candy.
Dude, every single time I hear Reese's, I get so hungry for some.
Yeah, we should play Reese. So here's Reese by MC Chris.
Yeah.
If you please, yo, everyone loves them. From animatronics from outer space, can't get enough of them. I'll empty a bag right into my face. You get them at movies, get them in a combo meal to save. There's some rubbers in a rainbow, might melt in your hand if you dare to wait. It comes in a cup or a chocolate bar varieties. Comes in three colors, for the three you see in autumn leaves. They're kinda spooky, synonymous with Halloween. They are the dookie, you'll find a sack inside the Reese's Pieces at the movies. Reese's Pieces, slumber party, bully Reese's in the treehouse. On safari, candy coated, and you know it. Peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing. Free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces at the movies. Reese's Pieces, slumber party. Bullet Reese's in the treehouse. Bullet Reese's on safari, candy coated, and you know it. Peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing. Free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces. Fresh Chicago in the year of 1893. A man named Milton, a disaster out of Lancaster, P. Inspired by the Germans and the chocolate making machinery. He invented milk chocolate, or though from the Swiss, that's history. So Milton lit a factory in a town in a park in a school for orphans. Made bars and kids and chips real cheap so poor peace could afford them. What a great depression. 1920, not putting no money in their pocket. Except Pennsylvania, where Milton and crack don't bring out chocolate. There would be a good bar in the middle of war, and Milton did his part. Made anti-aircraft guns and sent the soldiers chocolate bars. Meanwhile, ahead of shipping was secretly dipping peanut butter in his Pennsylvania basement. It was so exciting, cause the lightning thunder. Name's Harry Burnett. You can bet my ass gonna go to Harvard. Behold the penny cup. Could have done it without George Washington Carver. I was living the high life. Champagne limousine, it was a trip. Then I died of a heart attack. Off and on, I was bought in 56. Now please fast forward to the 70s. Scientists discovered Peluche. Peanut butter too oily. The pieces takes their part in a food chain. Now the name is commonplace. It's the latest interview with a lady named Witherspoon. Don't eat a whole bag, kid, cause mama be mad and dad said gonna sue. Pieces at the movies. Reese's Pieces. Slumber party. Woolly Reese's in the treehouse. Woolly Reese's on the party. Candy cold and you know it. Peanut butter is the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing. Free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces at the movies. Woolly Reese's. Slumber party. Woolly Reese's in the treehouse. Woolly Reese's on the party. Candy cold and you know it. Peanut butter is the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing. Free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces.
You like MC Chris, don't you, Andy?
Of course, I said that earlier.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to play it on the podcast. I mean, not that many people know about MC Chris.
His high voice and his nerdiness kind of reminds me of Adam and his package. That's what I kind of thought of when I heard it.
And Adam and his package was played on the old podcast.
Yeah. I kind of want to play another song right now by Adam and his package.
Oh. Is that in the rules? Do they get to...
Yeah, I'll just play them and say
alright. Sounds good.
Alright. I'll play Pumping Iron for Evinya. That's a good song.
That is a good song. We listened to it earlier today?
Yeah, this morning.
Alright. Play that bad boy up.
Alright, here we go.
Obsessive being, obsessive I am being, obsessive being.
Also really about video games too. Yeah, definitely. You know, like one of my favorite video games? Super Smash Brothers. Would you like to play out Super Smash?
I like to play as Samus.
Have you ever tried being somebody else?
Well, of course I did like the Kirby situation for a while, which is just like anyone in the first
plays as Kirby. But I started playing out as Kirby.
Did you?
Yeah,
I like playing as DK.
Yeah, I got pretty good at it too.
You are pretty good at DK.
Yeah, and then I also got kind of good at Samus. I'm not as good as you.
I mean, Fox.
Excuse me, that was crazy.
But I mean, I do love the upbeat. I can't confess. Upbeat is a beautiful move on Samus.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, what is it? I don't do the smash attacks very well, or often. But the
B moves, more of the B moves.
The B moves. I'm kind of deadly if you suck bad. yeah. So we were talking about this because while we were listening to Admin's package, we decided. We just kind of like discussed how they were. Him and MC Chris are kind of nerdy, and like when I think of nerdiness, I start to think of video games.
Well, MC Chris talks about video games too, huh?
He does. He loves
so, video games. I like video games too. There's a band called Batphone.
Batphone?
They did a Legend of Zelda theme song as a cover, and it sounds pretty sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good enough to play? Or is it just like I go out there and find it?
I'd say so.
It's good enough to play on the podcast?
I was planning on it.
Oh, nice. Is this the next song?
I think it will be.
Because you're dropping knowledge. I don't know how you guys think it works, but I do nothing and Dominic does everything. So like, it's a one-sided podcast.
Basically.
For sure.
He's just here because he says fuck things.
I hope. I don't know. So, I don't think I've heard funny. I got interested in that. But
I think the jazz music adds.
Yeah, I think maybe the jazz music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to whole areas with jazz music.
Alright, so are you ready for the next song?
Yeah, dude.
Alright, today's the Legend of Zelda main theme by that song.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you remember, but we've been driving this time.
We have been.
Like this whole time that we've been talking.
We podcast and drive. We don't care about the podcast enough to give our full attention to it.
Yeah, and we made it to our destination at Goodwill.
Yeah, it's a new one.
They just put it up right by our house.
I haven't been there yet.
It's behind a Walmart.
And kind of like everything on this show or podcast, I didn't know about it, and then Dominic told me about it. Which was like, I don't know, while we were listening to that song.
Yeah.
When I was this morning.
Oh, you need an Epic Glass song.
Epic Glass song. Damn.
Should I play how does Old Dirty sound?
Yeah, Old Dirty. Go for it.
Old Dirty's coming out with a new album, actually.
How is that possible?
They were gonna come out with, he was recording stuff right before he died.
Yes.
And they were gonna come out with that for the anniversary of his death.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pulled the album, like, the day of the release.
Oh, what the hell?
So, like, copies weren't really sold of it, but it was on iTunes for one day.
Ooh.
So, like, the MP3s are out there.
I wonder how many copies of that.
And, I'm gonna play the song Stomp on it.
Alright.
Oh, it's coming out in November, too.
Do you have the whole CD? The new one?
No comment.
Alright, well, I want a copy of the CD. Yeah, I don't know. Let's play this song. I got shopping to do.
Yeah, okay. Alright, see ya.
Here comes the herpes, like people at church be like, friends at work be like, she is the thirsty type, a nigga McGurk be like, make her and work her right, it will convert her life, now she's the earthly type, pure and worthy type, catch her in early night, smile with pearly white, shift the Bacardi like she's back to perverted life, you know how these birds be like, that's why you can't treat them right, my brother he eats it right, cheat and beat his wife, Ike and Tina fight, this Medina life, the crack and Nina life, block and fiend in life, top subpoena life, shines and beams of light.
Stop!
Same today, this is the game they play. Dirt, the name they say, throwing the blame my way so they can shame my face, take and claim my space. But I remain the ace, always maintain the space. Coke to cane the bait, penny with Dr. J. Jenny come out the lace, pussy all in my face. You know where the dirt be at, where the skirt be at, money and work be at. Pull and squirt the mag, you fake aristocrats. Where your pistol at, weak ballistic cats. I'm firing missiles back.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me see you stop.
I'm out the gate, waiting my tires to flake.
What?
Chain plate, bitch, I'm from state to state. Bitch, I sniffed them eight. Motherfucker, make these pay. Watch that hoe get raped. Nigga, I'm going eight. This is part two to stump. You niggas in the slump. Uzi's all in my trunk. Nigga, you hear the thump. Fill you with holes and lumps. Rocks all in my front. Pocket feels like my pussy every day of the month. Do what the fuck I want. Bitches, just shake your rump. Niggas, you ain't no cunt. Let me see you jump.
Stop! Stop!